Should I move it closer, Ellie, or it'll hear me? All right. Okay. The Maamar HaKaimis in this sugya are extensive, and as much as we could, we did more like more or less like a snapshot. I just can't find mine. The gun. I don't have a gun in front of me. This one or this one? So we spoke about last week. We spoke about the Rashi Shita, the Rambam Shita. We've now gotten to the Rif. Now, the Rosh is Madaik in the Rif. Not like Rashi and the Rambam. Because while Rashi's girsa, and actually our girsa is adaita de shichra, adaita de chamra, the Rif's girsa is, he said, was kosa posach uberach bide shichra. Mash, when they actually said the words, shakone bidvaroi, or brepia gafani, it's not just adaita, not just that he had in mind to make that bracha, but he actually said the words. So the issue of the sugya is very different. Here's the gears. Hecha denakit kasa de chamra biyodeh is holding wine. Vikasabu de shichru posach uberach bide shichru v'siyem bide chamra yotza. Dafilu siyem bide shichru yotza disnan valkulam im amar shakonia bidvara yotza. So in other words, he started out, he said shahakon, then finished out borei priya gofen. On everyone is moide in that case, that he's Yaitse. Because had he just left it as a Shakoni Bidvara, it wouldn't bother me. But what about the opposite case, where he's holding a case of Shechar? He thinks it's Chamar and starts out and says the words Repriya Gofen and then turns around and says Shakoni Bidvara. So according to that, we have a Safik in a Gemara. Basar, do I go Basar Iker Bracha Azlinen or Basar Chasimas Azlinen? Now, Iker Bracha seems to mean the part of the bracha, the chelik of the bracha that follows the words Melech HaOlam, that's called the Ikar bracha. The chasima, the bracha, obviously, is the part that follows at the end. So in this case, there is, we'll call it noise, so to speak. There's a hefsik, something that doesn't belong there, following the Melech HaOlam. At the end of the bracha, I add in something which does belong here, the Shakol Nebidvaroi, saving, so to speak, my bracha. So the issue here seems to be this. In other words, when I finished the Borei Priya Gofen, did that constitute a Gemar HaBracha? And the Shakol Nebidvaroi that follows is not going to work, is not going to help, it's if anything, a hefsik between the Borei Priya Gofen and the Shakol Nebidvaroi, but not going to redeem the bracha in any way, or does it somehow serve to redeem the bracha? That's the issue of the sugya. The question here is how does it work exactly? How do I have to get rid of the Borei Priya Gofen? Am I ignoring it? What exactly is going on here in the sugya? So, as I said before, the Rishonim are extensive in the sugya. The Rashba actually seems to understand that Rashi's sheet is going to be that if you actually did this, it would not help. As Rashi has his whole mahalach, as you remember, where he had kavana for Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, that he changed back to the right bruch at the end, and we had a chakir we said last week, whether generic or it's specific. But he says Rashi would, he assumes Rashi would hold that in fact, if I said Borei Priya Gofen and then said Shakoni Bidvaroi, it's just not going to work. When you said Borei Priya Gofen, you finished your bracha. This is it. Adding Shakoni Bidvaroi isn't going to help you any. The bracha is finished. This is just more words that are being mafsik. Once you completed your idea and your bracha, it's done. You cannot be mamshik. However, according to the Rif understands that the there is room here for suffering. So let's see. So we saw, I tried to comb the Rishonim, see if anyone made any specific comments, and I found two what I thought were significant Rishonim, which I think make a big difference in the sugya. One is in the Hasogas HaRaivid. When the Raivid describes the sugya, He goes through it a little bit. He discusses it. It's back and forth and what's going on. He finally says, Me'ata yeshana litfois perish hagoinim. Shepir shu pshik pshita. Hecha de noki. Kasa de chamra. V'savar de shechrahu. Pasach v'de shechra v'siyim v'de chamra yotza. Kigoyin shema baruch to shema lukinu melech ha'ilom shakol shakol. And as we said, even though the girsa here in the Yais V'hodr is only the word shakol, in the Machon HaMa'or girsa, it reads the entire word, shakol ni b'dvara b'repri agafen, which I think is correct. This is not, the Ravid is not telling me that because I didn't finish the bruch, I somehow made it better. I didn't find any Rishonim bringing that down, anyone commenting on the Ravid as if that was a shita. It sounds like he just said both chasimas. And he goes on to explain himself. He explains a little more. He says, Perish. Shakol nibmai. Boser psicha azlinon kleimar. Ha'haskorav ha'malchus. Now there's Hashem melech oilon. Einan ela alberi priagofen. Shehu bir kasayayin. Aval eshahakol ein lo yaskorav ale malchus. Oidilma chasimu namakayimi. In other words, for him, the suffix appears to be whether or not the malchus, the melech olam, the psicha, it only goes on the part of the bracha that follows immediately, or does it also, the word also here is very important, also go on the second part. I'd kind of drop. This is his malach. Did anybody bother, did anybody look at the Rashbats? Does anybody borrow it this morning and looked it inside? Because we couldn't find it. Do you see it here?
Otherwise, I'll have to just quote it.
Oh, I did find it. Look at that. It looks like a rash, but it's right to find it. The Rashbats here says a little more. Because when the Rashbats describes the issue of the sugya, he says it slightly differently. He says, and now I quote, says the question is Basar Psicha Zlin or Basar Chasima Azlinin. Vevshar. Shekevan Shetech Yede Dibor Nizkar Vichazer Boy Hareo Kiilu Le Hiskir Klau Bore Priagofin. Vainu Boyin. That's exactly the question. E Havi Chasima Kevin Shasim Bore Priagofin. Was this considered a good Chasima? Veloy Azlinin El Basar Ikar Brocha Veloy Yotza Kevin Shubitos. In other words, he is saying it slightly differently. The way the Ravid said it, if you pick it up carefully, the Ravid doesn't deny that the first part of the bracha exists. He's simply saying, I added a chasima. I was meisif. I was meisif onto my bracha. And if I was meisif onto my bracha, the correct bracha, that should be sufficient. It doesn't stare me that I said something else. I'm meshabiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made a lot of things. He made wine. He also made bread. Could be a said a whole bunch of stuff. He also said this. It sounds like Holzman, I've at least said what I had to say. The fact that I said other stuff, that's part of the Ravid, it doesn't bother me. It says Nami Kaimi. It also goes on this. It went on this, but it also goes on this. Doesn't bother me. According to the Rashbats, it appears that there needs to be Chazara. It needs that the Melech Olam had to connect to the statement I'm about to say. Let's say what it was, in this, in our case, it's Shehakol, right? That's what he had to finish. And I had to get rid of the Berpia Goffin, and I do. According to the Tzad Basur Hasimaz Linan, the Chazara Teich Di Dibor, Hareo Ki Ilu Le Hiske Klal Berpia Goffin. Now, number one, which is interesting, because he seems to be saying, the question of the Gemara is, can I be Chazar? Does Chazara work? Well, that's very difficult. In Kola Terakula, Pashtus, Chazara does work. It works by Eidus. Person is being made even on a capital case, not only in Mominus, even in a capital case, a case involving Misa. If a person, Teich de Dibor of his Eidus, is Chazar and says, no, I made a mistake, I got it all wrong, the Eidus is bottled, based and cannot act on that Eidus. No Hazama.
No, it wasn't Ruben, it was Shem.
That's a different Eidus.
Except we'll kill Shimon.
One second. Okay. I'm going to address this in a moment. Now, this is important. There are two cases where the Ran says that they don't work. He He makes reference to Gittin V'Kiddushin. I don't know what the case of Gittin V'Kiddushin is exactly. I don't think Gittin... I don't know what the case of Dibur by Gittin... Yeah, but you have to get it on the Shtar also. So how do you chase it from that? I don't know what it means. But it may be a Pleitzus Pei. It may just mean the Iker is Kiddushin. The person said, Arei Mekudeshes Li. He said, no, I didn't mean that. The Ran says it won't work Teichedei Dibur. Neither will work is by Avodah Zarah. Person is over the Avodah Zarah. He deems the Avodah Zarah, says the name, and then immediately says, no, I don't believe in this Avodah Zarah. Too late. If you said it, Chayav Misa for that statement. Why, says the Ran? Huh? Mechar Megadiv too, same thing. So the Ran explains himself. He says, he seems to understand that it's associated with the Sugi of Gemiras Das. He says, these things due to Chumras HaInyan, you're Gemir Das when you say them. As if to say that the whole idea of Teichei Dei Dibur is, like, we give you a chance to, you're not Gemir Das, that I really meant what I said, until a Teichei Dei Dibur goes by. That you're Gemir Das, Hagam, you express the Das, but the fact that the Das exists, that I'm Gemir, that this is my Das, doesn't exist until the end of Teichei Dei Dibur. Now, that's by Kedushin also. That's why the Emir, it's too late. It's because due to Chumras HaInyan. Before you marry her, you better make sure you really mean it. If you don't, no changing your mind up there. That's it. You know. Okay.
Killing somebody is pretty serious. It should be Gemir's Das when you are running, if someone kills somebody else. It's also Chumras HaInyan.
Well, you know what? We'll discuss the Ran. I hear. Yeah. We'll discuss the Ran Bismani. That's. You know, one involves Misa, one involves Kares. You know, that's the Ran. I'm just telling over the Ran. What's important to me is this. First of all, you see one thing. It's Pashut that if a person does any action, I'm not even talking about one that has a permanent ramification, like Chas V'Shalom killing somebody, but, you know, insulting somebody, any action, any Aveira, the idea of saying Teichei Dibur, I can be Chayzer from an action, doesn't work. Once the action was done, it's done. Right? That's the whole Kiddush of Tshuva. You can do Tshuva on something you did. You can't just be miskarid, I did it, and it goes away. So, what is evident over here is Hagam Abrocha is a mice. I said a pula. But if we're going to entertain the idea of Teichei Dei Dibur being a Chazar, it's got to be that even a Abrocha exists as an expression of Das of the person. I was Mevarech, Hashem, Shakol Mi Abidvaroi. And I'm Chayzer Boy. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to say that. It doesn't sound to me like the issue of the Rashbats and the Suffolk of the Gemara's Gufo, whether or not this is something you can be Chayzer from. Does this represent a Gemir's Das, or even an expression of Das, Bichlal, or is it Maisa? That's a very simple way of explaining, but he doesn't say it that way. He sounds like more a specific issue, whether or not Teichei Dei Dibur going from one bracha to another constitute chazara. So what is the issue here? I think the issue here is like this. You see, the normal case of chazara, and what is classified as chazara, certainly gabi edus, even in kiddushin, in all the cases I mentioned, is when one is chazer from the statement the person made. In other words, He is saying, I have said a halacha, a din, this din is so, and I'm saying, no, this din that came out from what I said, I'm being chayzer by that din is incorrect. In other words, I said, Levi killed Yehuda, therefore, this is an edus which is mechayev misa. No, that edus shouldn't exist. I'm chayzer by that this shouldn't have a din edus, and therefore, based on has nothing to paskin on. In other words, the halacha, I'm negating the etzim din of the statement that I made. In our case, well, I mean to rectify it, but I mean to say that the idea of chazara is one that negates the din that was said in the initial statement. Here, I'm not really negating the din of the statement. I said shechach, but I really meant something else. I meant b'rei pri hagafen. So I'm not negating, there's a ramification of shechol ni b'dvaroi. But I'm not negating the actual din, the actual statement, the actual halachic ramification of what was said. I'm not even addressing that when I said Rav Priya Gafen. I just don't like what I said. I just wish I didn't say it. So this is a chiddush over here that this could be called chazara. I'm not really being chayzer. I didn't say anything that I didn't like the Shakol Nei B'Dvaroi. I just wish I would have said Rav Priya Gafen. That's the subject of the Gemara. Does this constitute Chazara, the subject of the Rashbats, according to the subject of the Gemara, according to the Rashbats, when the statement is not one that essentially contradicts, it contradicts the statement I made, but not the din of the statement I made, does that constitute a Chazara? Now, the Raivan understood that that's for sure not Chazara. And so, what the Rashbats is saying has no meaning. What the Ravid is saying is for him the question is something else. And I assume even the Ravid doesn't say it, doesn't say it's a teich de dibur. I assume the Ravid at least is miskaven to it. He's saying that when a person finished a bracha, but continued teich de dibur, continued the bracha, does that constitute a haisafa to my bracha? Or not? Since the bracha stood by itself, and when I said the original statement, so does the fact that I continue and just add on to my bracha, is that called an addition? That's the suffix of the Gemara. Can you add on to a bracha? The bracha stands by itself as shekoni b'dvaroi. I think a Kodesh Baruch Hu is amazing, all the things he did. He didn't only make wine, he made everything else. So I said, Berpriya Goffin, and now I want to add to it. Can I add to a bracha that exists essentially by itself as a din bracha mitzad atzmai? Can there be addition? So his chiddush is, he's saying, if you hold this chasima, yes, you can add on something, even though it wasn't necessary to have the bracha, even though the inyan bracha was fulfilled, you can add on to. Huh?
Because
of my fair cotton, because of the nothing. No, I'm not. Wait, we'll get to that. It's going to be important. But right now, it's the Indian bracha was nigmar but mixarats.
So it's machlekes
and
how they understand
it. It's a very important point. Can you be choizer? Does a statement that essentially what I would say is it negates the initial statement, but doesn't address the initial statement constitute chazara? Now, that's what the Rashbats wanted. The Raivid held it's never a Chazara. There's no tzad for that. And he understands the sugya is dealing with a different issue. Can I be Moisif? Ledaiti, just as an agav, I didn't, but I think this is a very important point here. This, Machlekes Rishonim, I think has played out, identified a Machlekes Rishonim, I think plays out as a major Machlekes between the Gdolei Paiskim and Bizmanenu on a very basic issue. A person is davening in the summer, and he gets to the says, "Mashi baruch mered geshem." Oh, no, morid atal. Do you have to repeat your Shmoneh Esrei? Do you have to go back to the beginning? Now, the problem in mered geshem in the summer is it's a kalala. We're makala. That's the problem. It's not just tam, I left out something. It's worse. When you say Merida Geshem in the summer, you know Kalel. Geshem in the summer is considered Simen Kalola. Can I fix that up? The Kalola was said. Does the immediate statement of Merida Tal save it? So, from what I remember, Rav Yashiv says yes. And I think Rav Lazar says no. It looks to me, this is the issue between the Rashbats and the Ravid. According to the Rashbats, the immediate statement of the Merida Tal would be a Chazara. I never meant that Merida Geshem. Take it out. Strike that. I don't want to have said a Klola. I want Bracha here. I want Merida Tal. So I removed it. According to Rav Uzner, he understood the Klola was said already. You can't take it back. You can add to it. Yeah, Hashem does a lot of great things. He brings rain. He brings Tal. But once you said it, there's no way to be Chazara in that. We don't have the mechanism to do it. So then it's too late. It looks to me that the machlekes between the Paiskim is this machlekes Rishonim. There's no din in saying it. I was just making a statement that affects the din, but doesn't really address the statement. Yeah.
So Chazor is only shaykh for something like Eidus, according to the Ravid.
Something like that, where I say that's right. I had to have said that's right. The whole idea here of it working here doesn't really go, and that's why the Rashbats was Masuka. Now,
why is Moed Atal a Klala?
Huh?
Why is Moed Geshem a Klala? That's true.
Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. That's the Mishnah. Yeah. But the Rabbi Elazar holds when I say Moed Geshem, I mean the whole year. But Bainosoi. Rabbi Yehuda says, though, when you say it at a certain zman, it turns into a kolola. So that's how we paskin. We paskin that now in the summer, at least in Eretz Yisrael for sure, Geshem is a kolola. Consider this is the rain we're getting. At Lefi, the Gesugia of Gemara say that it's all been kolola. Lefi, the Chassidish of Eretz, it says if you had a very successful winter, so having more rain now, it's wonderful. You guys, the Chassidim out there, you know, trying to get all the ear water or getting all this water. It's Ritz Gis. What?
Doesn't work
with the mask on. Anyway, this is it. Okay. But anyway, I believe, Lidaiti, this Machlekes HaPaiskim directly reflects this Machlekes Rishonim. Okay. Now, Memshech HaSugya, there's enormous bilbul in this sugya. If those of you who saw the Bir Halachas, he enormous bilbul concerning the brachas of around Kriya Shema. So what is the halacha? The Gemara goes through a whole sugya, and we'll get to it in just a moment. What's the din in Birkas Kriya Shema? So as you saw, I gave to all you to see. The Torah expresses the halacha in this way. The Torah expresses the halacha in this way. V'lechein, im tov v'hiskel lemar mariv aravim, machar shenizker miyad v'amar yoytzer or, v'gam siyim kedin yotza. Afalbi shehizker tchila mariv aravim. Avalim loyamar tchila yoytzer or, afalbi shesiyim kedin, oy loy siyim kedin, So there is several pshatim in the Beis Yosef as to what the Torah means. For the purposes of us, we're going to go for the moment like the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe reads like this. He says it was poshut according to the Torah that following Melech Olam you had to immediately say Yotzer. If I started Mariv Aravim v'nizker miyad and you said Yotzer Or, then you can be Yotzei. He even says another chiddush. If I said Yoytzer Or, then went into Mariv Aravim, and then caught myself at the end and went back to Baruch Hashem Yoytzer Moiris, I'm also Yoytzer. That is the Mahalach of the Tur, and that is the Mahalach of many, many Rishonim and Paiskim. The Paiskim understand that to be Yoytzer Birkas Kriya Shema, you need both the body, the Yoytzer Or, as well as the end, Yoytzer Moiris. Similarly, at night, The Mishnah Berurah says, even the Torah doesn't say the case, it should be obvious, that at the same thing, at night you have to start with Asher Bidvaroi Mariv Aravim, and at least have the end, Baruch Hashem Mariv Aravim. The Goyin is Medaik in the Gemara otherwise. The Goyin says, the Gemara appears to say that I said the whole Baruch Mariv Aravim, when I got to the last words, Baruch Hashem Yoytzeh HaMa'oyreis, that's all I said. And the Goyin says, it appears from Askanas HaGemara, Mimonabshach, you Yaitse with that. The Gemara and the Havamina thought that's all you did. And the Gemara and the Maskana says, no, even if Baruch Atah Hashem is not enough, you need Melech Olam, you get it anyway, because it says, I was Masker Yoyim, B'Layla V'Layla B'Yoyim. So says the Goyin, I don't need the whole body. Basically, the body of the Baruch that I is all Niskayim, just from the svara of the Gemara that says that I was maskir midas yoyim b'layla midas layla b'yoyim, because Eloi said it. So the Goyin holds to be yaitzi any one of these brachas, it doesn't matter what you said until the end, as long as you got the right chasima, you're okay. So this is an interesting machlekes. What's the machlekes? What's the issue? So, and now I want to point out something else. I just want to add something. Within the Shita Satur, the Mishnah Berurah is Machria two things. Number one, he brings a machlokes between the Prima Godim and the Derech Chaim. Derech HaChaim? Derech Chaim? Derech HaChaim? I'm not exactly. Who was Derech Chaim? Do you know? I'm not sure who he was. Okay. Bensi, who was Derech HaChaim? I know that. Just didn't know. Okay. Anyway, he sounds like he's early. All right. Anyway, okay. All right. Okay. Anyway. All right. Anyway, not important. Not important. It is important, but not important for now. In any case, the machlokes runs like this: the Prima Godim The Prima Gadim Shita is that it had to be said immediately. When you said Baruch Melech Olam, you immediately, and you started Asher Bidvamar, you immediately say Yoytzer right away at the beginning. The Mishnah Berurah has problems with it. Number one is, it's more than Teichid Deidibur from the Melech Olam. He holds Asher Bidvaroi Ma'ariv Aravim is longer than Shalom Alech Rebbe Amiri. Could be, I didn't measure it, but it could be. Sounds like it makes sense.
Words, by letters, by
I guess syllables, everything together, syllable. I guess it's going to take longer. I didn't measure it yet. You need, but the Mishnah Berurah is. But he said, even if you say Asher Bidvaroi, he says, nonetheless, he understands that why should it bother me? Based on the Maskanas of Gemara, which says that after Melech HaOlam, it's like I was Midas Yom V'Layla, the light of the B'Yam is said anyway, so it doesn't really matter what you say after the Melech HaOlam. So therefore, if I change my mind anywhere in the middle, I just got in the middle, before I got to the end, I launched into Yoytzer Or, says the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem Derech Chaim, that should work, and that's how he paskins. He holds, that's the halacha. That's the din. So let's analyze. First of all, what's the machlekes tur and gayin? And then, what is it? Do I have to be chayzer by the words of Ma'ariv Aravim? Or can I be chayzer later? What's going on here? So this is how I understand. I could not find anyone discussing this. I didn't find anyone trying to explain the issue, what the machlekes is, what's happening. But it looks to me the following. This is how I understand the sugya, and this is how I understand where the Torah is coming from. Let's learn the sugya according to the Rashbats, or at least one pshat in the Rashbats, the way we'll say now. If the idea was chazara, where was the Gemara proving anything? Toshma, shachris, pasach b'yaitzeror, v'sim b'mariv arvim l'yotza. Pasach b'mariv arvim, v'sim b'yaitzeror yotza. Arvis, pasach b'mariv arvim, v'sim b'yaitzeror l'yotza. Pasach b'yaitzer v'siyam b'mariv arvim yotzo. Klal shel dobra kol helech achar achisum. Where did we prove, according to the Rashbats, his hanocha? The idea of going basa chasima is a yisoid of chazara. Where was it proved? How do you read the Gemara? It must be that when we say a kol helech achar achisum, chisum doesn't mean exactly what it was we would normally define at the end of the bracha. The chisum means when you change your mind, and the Gemara is very meduyik. If you were paiseach, let's say posach b'yoytzer v'siyim b'mariv arvim layotzo, posach b'mariv arvim v'siyim b'yoytzer. Why did it say v'siyim b'yoytzer? Because that's what I did. I said the words asher b'dvaray mariv arvim, and then said yoytzer or. In other words, I changed in the middle. I was chayzer from what I said in the middle and went on to something else. And the Gemara says that chisum, the fact that I changed, works. You're yaitze the bracha. Now, frek the Gemara, shani hosam, or let's say the Gemara's deiche the raya shani hosam de kamar baruch yaitze ma'irois. You did say yaitze ma'irois, meaning lefid varenu, that the bracha is followed by the correct nusach. Now, the Ramban at this point, those of you saw them, anyone saw them, Milchamas? There's a lot of Muhammad's interesting. He has the case a little opposite. We're not important to us to go into it. It's just the opposite, where he said the right bracha first and then said the wrong one afterwards. Does it stare? But there's a line that's very important. If you remember back in the Mishnah, it said if you said a bracha tzara, a bracha arukah in a ritzai lekatzer, in a rishai lekatzer. It's a bracha arukah tzara in a rishai laharich. So he says he's medayik in a rishai, but you might say also if you said as a bracha tzara. Ramban says that, not me.
That's
what he says in a Rashai. So it could be, it's certainly fair to say, that the Baruch Gemara is saying, well, Baruch Atav, Baruch Yetzim Ayreis, I was Yetzim with that. I got in my Bracha, even a Bracha Tzara, I got in that. And it's followed, the Yetzim Ayreis is followed by the Bracha. So that was good. Frankly, Gemara, wait, that all works if you said Melech Olam. But Baruch Atav Hashem is not a Bracha at all. Something had to follow the Melech Olam. Gemara answers, you know what, you're right. But when you said the beginning, even if you said the bracha of Ma'ariv Aravim, that's also good. Because when Maskim Midas Laila B'Yom, Yom B'Laila, it was all there anyway. So therefore, basically, I said the correct bracha at that point. And I should be Yotze. Now it looks to me the following. That this all, the Hemshech, after the word Shani, is all to b'doiche the tzad hakula that you go boser chasima. It was all to say, really, we want to go boser the psicha. If you go boser the psicha, it's still good anyway. But if we'll hold that you go boser chasima, so then it comes back to the original havamina is the way you have to come, what you come back to. In which case, the havamina was, I was mesayim, and I said the words, yoitzer or, being doiche, asher bidvaroi, mariv aravim. Which is precisely what the Torah wants. Now it could be, and I'm willing to accept, I could hear, yesh lodin, at what point you have to be chayzer. The Torah has been doing, nizker miyad, why miyad? Because you're being chayzer, teich hidei dibur of what I said. But the teich hidei dibur is not from the melech oilam, like the Bir Aloch understood it. It's from the mariv aravim. You're chayzer from that to eliminate that negative that came after the melech oilam, and then you proceed into the bracha of yoytzer or, and you're fine. Yesh Lodim. Do I need to have the Chazorah from Mariv Aravim or from any place in the Bracha? By Eidus, if you continue with saying your Eidus, person says, Levi killed Yehuda. And I'll tell you how it happened. It happened because he was holding a knife. And as he was holding the knife, he looked at him and they had a whole fight. And he said this and he said that. And then he threw up on you. And by the way, these guys were rough. You know, you got these guys really rough. Some of these people. The way they were. By the way, the whole thing's just, I made it all up. I'm not sure that's a chazara. That would count as a chazara. Even though the initial statement that Levi was said right away, but Kol's man, the person is mamshich in his edus, the edus continues. Why shouldn't it be the same thing by the bracha? What the Derech Haim says, l'chara, makes a lot of sense. If at any point during the bracha, I decide I'm in the mariv of bracha, I went into something else, I could hear that perhaps that would constitute a chazara. But either case, that is how he is going to learn the sugya. Either way, at some point in the middle, you need the whole body of the bracha. You need yoytzer or. The din of the sugya was when did it happen, and that's when it happened. Alibit of the Ravid, the sugya is a little different. The sugya is not about chazara. The sugya is about, even though I said a part of a bracha which I shouldn't have said, can I say a chasima which will redeem the bracha? Does the chasima redeem things? In other words, the Melech HaOlam certainly went on Asher Bidvoy Mariv Aravim. Does it also go on at the end, Yoytzer Ma'oros too? When the Gemara said, Baruch Ata Hashem Yoytzer HaMa'oros, the Gemara effectively was saying, the Melech HaOlam went on the Yoytzer Ma'oros at the end. In fact, the Gemara, no, you go on the Boser Psichas, and you know why it works over here? Because it's Baruch Ata Hashem. Oh, says the Gemara, wait a minute, that's like Rabbi Yechanan, Yid Melech HaOlam. Oh, okay, the Gemara says, so I have, but if you go back to our Havamina, that we go Baser Chasima, and that's where we're Mekil, all I need is Baruch Atah Hashem Yoytzim Ha'ayreis, because the Melech Olam also goes in the Chasima. So the Goyen's Mahalach is like the Ravid. The Torah's Mahalach is like the Rashbats, V'sholem Yisrael. Blank stares. Anybody follow what I said? Ellie, no. I explained it. I made it very clear. I made it very. It's Machlegis Rishonim. The Bir Aloch was, he holds it's double Pashat, like, you know, like they've done the Derech Chaim. It doesn't get into Machlegis Goyin. It's all Tolui. It's all Tolui. In other words, if you're going to say like the Goyin, you're learning like the Ravid. If you're going to say like the Tur, Lachar, you're learning like the Rashbats.
Why is the Tur Because
basically he's saying that I needed, where did he get I had to say Yetzor? The Hanacha Keduma was that I had to follow my Brocha. In other words, I can't have anything
it.
Between the Melech HaOlam and the Brocha itself. It had to be fixed. There's Chazorah going on.
That's
so there's
right.
A Nizker Miyad. If the objectional words,
fixing.
Right, if
be.
The objectional words of Mariv Aravim, which I would can hear, that could be the words of the Torah indicate that, then you've got to be chayzer teich hadibur from the Mariv Aravim. So that's what he said. When he said, Asher b'divrei Mariv Aravim, then teich hadibur, it was chayzer, I got rid of it.
But if I'm not fixing it, I'm just adding on another one, so who cares when I add on?
Who cares when I add on? All right. Rabbi Sai, I'm saying a shmuz now, I probably should have said a couple of weeks ago. But it's good to say what I'm about to say now anyway. It's important. According to your site of what Shavuos is about and what to keep in mind, at least, when we'll be learning, for those of you who will be learning the night of Shavuos. So much to talk about, but here's what I want to focus on. There is an interesting shlo. Shlo brings from a sefer called Tulas Yaakov. Who exactly Tilas Yaakov is, I'm also not exactly sure. Meir Gabai, wasn't it Gabai? Rav Gabai. Tilas Yaakov was Rav Gabai, no? Meir Gabai?
Tilas
Yaakov. Yeah, anyway. He says something interesting. He says that on Shavuos, there's a din on the learning a person has for the entire year. The learning you have for the whole year is nifsak on Shavuos. What does that mean? It's very troubling. I mean, we don't find any gemaras about this. We have dinim in a Rosh Hashanah, but you have din when it comes to rain. And it talks about that a Kodesh Baruch Hu dons around Sukkot's time. Hashem paskins then. I could hear that, but a psak on Torah for the year. What does it mean? So I wish to suggest a pshat, what I think it means, and what I think the Yesod of Shavuos and what it's about for all of us. It's contained in the following idea. You see, it's interesting. We know that during the whole sphere we count sphere. What's the mitzvah sphere? What's the meaning of it? So the Chinuch basically describes it as a countdown to Kabbalah Soter. Counting down to the big day of Kabbalah Soter. I'm watching the clock, Eli. You have to leave early? I'm watching the clock right now. We're counting down to Kabbalah Soter. What am I counting down to? Akad Dekach, the Chinuch says, why do I count 1, 2, 3, 4? For a countdown, T-10, 9, 8, 7, that's how you count. You don't count that way. So the Chinuch says, it's too depressing. So far, 49, it's so far away, it's depressing. So you start counting up. It's not as depressing. You're not thinking of how far I have to go. You're thinking of how I'm getting closer. For the Chinuch, he actually asked it as a kasha. When you get close, so then change the nusach. He says, no, once the matbeah is set, you continue the matbeah all the way up to the end. Hadra kusha leduchta. Counting down to Kabbalah Satira? What am I counting down to? What am I counting down? Kabbalah, it happened once upon a time. Counting down to Yom Tov? Great. Very nice, but the Chinuch is saying much more than that. He's saying it's based on the fact that it's right after Pesach. You're not just counting down to Shavuos; it's a countdown. He says to Kabbalah Soterah. What does that mean? I think what's being said is the following: this time of year, and as we just passed, as I say, through the Nogea before, the whole time we were here, we were going through these days. Chazal tell us, and we say it at the Seder, Chayavan liras atzman kil yotzim mi mitzrayim. The night of Pesach, the night of the Seder, essentially is to be viewed by the person as if the hergish that he's left Mitzrayim. What that means is this. The person, a lot of things happen. First of all, there is this, the hergish that a person has become a ben chayrin. The hergish that a person now has mitzvahs. He now has the Ashrena Matoiv Chilkenu. That whole idea is what's fresh on the night of Pesach. You're sensing the fact that I left Mitzrayim, I left the Tuma, I left being a Tachas, the Shibud of Mitzrayim, and all that was entailed. And I became a Yid. As the Chazal explained, that the Zman of Mitzrayim is like the Leda, the birth. When the birth is a cause for Simcha. Chayav and Mesatzmai, all of that a person that envisioned, and that re-experiencing of the Yetzias Mitzrayim is what one is supposed to experience on the night of the Seder. Where does that come from? What's the idea? The idea is this. The Rashba says in the Tshuva that on every one of, in fact, he even says this on days of the week. Let me buy days of the week, even on Yom Tov. Every one of them, Tovim is Keneged. Events that occurred, Yetzias Mitzrayim is Pesach, Shavuos is Matan Torah. Rav Rudman used to say that on Matan Torah, there's a Hashpah coming down from Shemayim, just like the Hashpah that was there of Zman Kabbalah Soter. He used to say, that's why we say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, the giving of the Torah. We don't say Zman Nesinas Torah Seinu, like in the past tense. Matan Torah Seinu, it's like present tense. It's the time the Torah is being given. So the idea is this whole time, and that whole idea of Chayav Adam Liras Atzmo Ki Yotzei Mitzrayim, it didn't end at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like the Ramban says in Vayikra, Ramban says that the whole period of time between Pesach and Shavuos is really nothing more than like a Chol HaMoed, connecting the two. the hergish that a person has that he's leaving Mitzrayim and getting closer to Har Sinai, that is the hergish and that is the hashpah that is coming into the world each day we get closer. You're getting closer to what? To the hashpah that one's going to have of the Kabbalah Satorah that they had the time of Mitzrayim, in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim and that. And that's exciting because that hashpah is the hashpah that one gets that is going to be mechazikim. Each one of the regalim is the regal that holds up a table. The table, the regal of Shavuos is the regal of Torah. The Torah for our year, that regal is the hashpah that we're getting on Shavuos. So we are excited about getting, about receiving the Torah. Vivite we have Levecha, all that's described in the Beleva, Amecha, the Levecha, the excitement that they had when they came, when they got there. The Ramban says they were Negedahar. Why were they Negedahar? Because as soon as they got there, they couldn't wait to get closer. As soon as they were so excited, they just stopped. They saw the Har Sinai, we got it, we're here. With such an excitement they felt. That's an excitement that a person needs to feel and needs to be margish in his learning and his Torah in order to get that Hashmah. And that's like what it's described that, you know, the Kabbalah is always a reflection of the Nigla, the Kesser, you're getting the Kesser on Shavuos. But that's the idea. To be Zeche, to have that Hashpah, to get that, you need to have an excitement in your learning. And that really has to be played out, should be played out during this entire time, these 7 weeks, to get into your learning in a way in which you'll be Zeche. And especially on Shavuos night, when we leave up, if you're up all night learning, to get excited about your learning, to get into the learning, to appreciate. All of that is helping to get this hashpah that is necessary for the whole year. So I suggest that's the pshat in the shalot. It's not the stam adiyun in shemayim, like a psak din on whether you're worthy for this. You're getting it. You're being zeich in it. This is it. This is a big moment. This is how to get that hashpah that's going to enable your learning for the entire year. So we need... Mitzvah Shem Shavuos, there's plenty to be excited about. Ashreinu Matev Chilkeinu, Manoyim Garaleinu. It's an incredible time. The Torah turn us, Eli HaYayma Kama Yaisi Kibishuko. Means a person, that's a different shmuz, that's another shmuz. But the idea of a person having the sense that Torah is Meroimim, Elav Torah Hisri, Lamati Torah Hisramamti, Rashi says. It's so Meroimim the Gavra that sometimes we don't even appreciate it. Person who's a Talmud Chacham, a person who knows things, knows Torah, it's a different person, the person around him. And the more, Achar Korban Abayis, in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Dalal Mishah Halacha Bilvad, many Mepharshim say what it means is this, the entire universe exists for the earth. The earth basically exists for mankind. All the animals, all the everything exists for mankind. Mankind, the Goyim and everything, exists for Yisrael. Yisrael, within Yisrael, there's also a hierarchy. And it all leads up to the Talmud Chacham. You've got a whole world, Talmidei Chacham, a whole world functioning around them. You drink coffee in the morning. Coffee in the morning. What about? How'd you get that coffee? Did you realize that there are goyim out there who are picking the beans in Brazil and in order to send them to the mill to be crushed, to be made into coffee? Also the Talmud Chacham. The Talmud Chacham should have that coffee you're able to drink to be able to stay up at night. It's an incredible idea. But that is essentially, effectively, what is happening in the world functions for the Talmidei Chachamim. Within that, there's a hierarchy of Talmidei Chachamim as well. But we're all there functioning for that. So, Be'ezus Hashem, it's things to think about. Appreciate who you are, that you're zeich to be in Kailo, you're zeich to learn Torah. Many of us had parents or grandparents once upon a time in Europe that were so poor they would die to be able to do what we're doing today. So we take it lightly. We don't even appreciate how zeich we are that every time we learn Torah we're meremim the gavra. And let's all be yachad, be makabel Torah, b'zras Hashem, a wonderful Yom Tov, and Amir Hashem will continue. We haven't finished the sugi yet. We'll continue.
Look forward to seeing all of you.